Blog Talk Radio.
Understand why we like it hard. You start to cry. Dry all those tears that come through fear with his supply.
Amen, amen. Just like the medicine. Hey, it is Sister Faye, and today is August the 13th, 2021. God bless you. We made it through another week. Amen. Amen. I hope the Lord is blessing you and keeping you. And I hope that God is working in your favor. Amen. Amen. My topic, before and during the call, and coming from Isaiah chapter 65, verse 24, it says, "It shall come to pass that before they call, I will answer, and while they are still speaking, I will hear." Okay, amen, amen. I want to do a shout out, as I always do, to Denise Guest, her mother, Ayana, Shirley Willis, and her brother, Elder Ronnie. And I also want to give out a shout out to Pastor Parker. God bless her, and let the Lord continue to work in her favor and continue elevating her. I pray for all this and more for all in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Okay, before and during the call, the Lord hears us before we call. Foreseeing our needs and prayers, he also arranges providence that before the need actually arises, he has supplied it. Before the trial assails us, he has armed us against it. What a prayer answering God we have. Look at the second clause. Though God be in heaven and we upon earth, when we pray all right, we speak into the ear of God. Our gracious mediator presents our petitions at once, and the great Father, he hears them and smiles upon them. Who would not be much in prayer when he knows that he has the ear of the King of Kings? This day, I will pray in faith, not only believing that I shall be heard, but that I am heard. Not only that I shall be answered, but that I have the answer already. That is my word of encouragement. Before and during the call, Isaiah chapter 16, 24 and verse 25. Amen. Amen. Whew, I thank you, Jesus. I thank you all that you do. I just pray that we have a wonderful weekend and that God keep us safe. Yes, COVID, the deviant is out here. And as I said, for those that haven't got the shot, I don't debate on it. Whether you get the shot or not, that is your choice. That is what you decide. All I'm saying is this: God knows best. God knows, and I trust God. And I'm going to continue to wear my mask and sanitize and 6 feet apart. Amen. Amen. That is what Sister Faye is doing. Amen. And I just hope and pray that we continue to keep ourselves safe and keep prayed up and keep believing in God's faith and look at the miracles during the pandemic. People are being blessed and some are losing their lives. So God bless you. Have a safe and wonderful weekend. Put God first. Amen. Amen.